You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Jeremy Vanderlyn, the technical deputy at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on June 26, 2012. The internet has changed and continues to change how the American public receives information and interacts with the government. At AIDS.gov, we are constantly adapting to the changing environment so that we can use the most appropriate technology available to reach our diverse audience. Recently, the federal government ushered us into this new era with the release of the Digital Government Strategy. A key element of the strategy is to allow for federal data and information to be shared anytime, anywhere, and on any device. Federal CIO Steve Van Roekel's emphasis on making government more efficient and able to adapt to inevitable changes in technology typifies the ideals we've worked towards on the AIDS.gov project. We were pleased to see the Digital Government Strategy listed responsive web design as a new standard or solution for addressing the inevitable changes in technology that will occur. Responsive web design is a technique that allows content to adjust to the size of the device that accesses the information. Phones, tablets, desktop computers, TVs, and video game consoles all have different capabilities related to how the content is displayed. Using responsive web design, federal services can be designed to meet the needs of a broad audience. For an example of responsive web design, look at the new AIDS.gov site on a smartphone, and then check it out on your desktop. True to the principles of the Digital Government Strategy, AIDS.gov as a project has incorporated more services that are optimized for mobile over the past few years. We launched in 2006, began podcasting and using social media in 2007 and 8, released the AIDS.gov HIV/AIDS Prevention and Service Provider Locator in 2009, launched a mobile website in 2010, and optimized additional services for mobile in 2011, including the Locator API. While AIDS.gov has built new services and worked to keep up with the rapidly changing mobile landscape, we've learned that there are no easy or one-size-fits-all solutions that address the multiplying complexity of technological progress. We've learned that there are principles that can be applied to projects to ensure that our content and data can be reused and repurposed across social media, new platforms, and the ever-expanding class of devices and platforms that can now access web-based information. Responsive web design represents the best way for us to achieve the goal of future-friendly web resources built for the HIV/AIDS community. Building AIDS.gov responsively allows us to focus on the goal of ensuring any person, anywhere, in any situation, and on any device, can access basic HIV information, federal HIV prevention services and resources, and the latest news on the federal government's response to the fight against HIV/AIDS.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.